and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does it feel like to sing the Star-Spangled Banner at a New York Yankee-Texas Ranger baseball game? Or be a guest in studio for an appearance on the Harry Connick Jr. show on the Fox Network in New York? This is the story of Nicole Piper Flanagan, the daughter of a longtime pastor who grew up singing in church, where she developed her talents in music and drama. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus who has touched the heart of Nicole Flanagan at a critical time in her life. Perhaps it's a moment, perhaps even beyond words for you at this very moment. And I believe the Lord sends Nicole to bring you hope in Jesus' name. In Jesus, who loves you so much, dear friend, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ calls you to himself. The God who has saved Nicole by grace reaches out to you by grace. Nicole Piper Flanagan was awarded a full scholarship in music to Louisiana State University. She performed at Carnegie Hall during her senior year. She's married to Scott. They have two children, Carly and Will. They reside in Pasadena, Texas, near Houston. Nicole is faced with stage 4 kidney cancer, and she's here to share heart to heart with us. Nicole, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nicole, where did you grow up?
I grew up actually in North Louisiana, in Bossier City, Louisiana. We lived there for several years, and then we moved to Texas when I was about 11 years old. And then we lived outside of Houston, and then eventually moved up north of Dallas. And then now I'm back close to Houston. My daddy being a minister, we would go wherever God led us to go. So I moved quite a bit as a child, but mostly in Louisiana and Texas.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Wow. I am certainly blessed to have two amazing parents. They are wonderful people who love the Lord. And from a very, from birth, took us to church and helped us to learn about God and just to teach us to be good people and to, work hard. And so my parents have really been just an incredible influence on my life. And I'm so blessed to still live very close to them and to see them on a regular basis. And I really just am very thankful for godly parents.
So you grew up in the church. Your parents have been most influential to you. Nicole, tell us a bit about your spiritual journey. Were you always strong in the faith? Were there ever times when you faced certain challenges growing up in your walk with God?
Sure. I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 7 years old. And that was very important to me. I still remember that very vividly, talking to my parents about that and getting baptized. But not very many years after that, my daddy was in a terrible car accident. And that was a very difficult time. I didn't understand how one of the strongest people that I knew, who was actually on his way to church when he was in the car accident, why we were going through this as a family. I was the oldest of three children, and so I felt like I had to take care of everyone, and I felt like I had a lot of responsibility all of a sudden. And so I just really began to question why God would allow something like that to happen. And over time, I was able to see that God had a very, important plan for our family. And he used something that was bad for so much good in so many people's lives, as my daddy has been able to share his amazing testimony. And so that was a difficult time, but I grew through it. I really did, in my faith and believing that God can work amazing miracles. And then as I got older, when I was actually graduated from college and I was living on my own, I was teaching school, that was another time and turning point for me where I had to just completely trust that God had a plan for my life and that he was going to see me through. And then probably the recent events, the cancer, have grown in my faith more in the past year than I feel like I have in my entire life, because I feel like through suffering, we really begin to identify with Christ and what he went through, and just to trust in the promises of God no matter what. This past year has really helped me a lot in my faith.
When did you find out, Nicole, about your stage 4 kidney cancer?
It was actually January 25th of 2017. I began to have some really terrible back pain and went to the emergency room here locally, and that's when they discovered I had a mass on my right kidney about the size of a grapefruit. And so it was a lot of surgeries after that and moving forward, but it's been a little over a year now.
Describe for us how the journey has been.
Well, at the beginning, it just really almost didn't seem real. You know, you hear about people that are going through cancer. I've actually had some other family members who have battled cancer, but when the doctor looks at you and tells you that you have cancer, it really didn't feel real at the time. I immediately thought of my husband, my two children who are young, and what this is going to do to them, how this is going to affect them. But at the beginning, it was so fast. From the diagnosis to the kidney removal was just a few weeks. It was actually February 7th that they removed my right kidney. And so initially, that first surgery, we felt confident, the doctors felt confident that they had gotten all of the cancer. And so we moved forward just thanking God and just trusting that he was going to continue to be with us. And the next scan, actually, it had already spread. And so that was very disheartening. We felt like we had battled it and we're done, and actually we were just beginning. And so I started a treatment. We're very fortunate to live close to one of the number one cancer hospitals in the world, MD Anderson. And so I began on a clinical trial on immunotherapy. And that was helpful, but it still wasn't able to get it all. So I had to have an additional surgery. And then I had a lot of complications. And those complications actually, I almost died. In early September, October, but they were able to get those under control. And then I just recently have actually switched to chemotherapy. And so the doctors are hopeful at this time. There's not actually a cure for the type of cancer that I have in this stage, but they feel like this chemo is going to help. And we're just trusting God, you know, that he can work a miracle. He's already worked so many through this whole process that I've been going through. And there's been ups and downs physically and emotionally, but he's just been so faithful. His grace has just been there at every moment when I felt like I can't go on. You know, I just get that encouragement that I need from someone, or a verse will come to mind. And we just keep moving forward.
Nicole, when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share a moment with us, a moment when your dad asked you about the pain level, and
yes,
you gave him a number that was out of the ordinary, something that you never do. You're listening to Nicole Piper Flanagan. Nicole is an award-winning singer. She's been featured in such high-profile places, like at a New York Yankee and Texas Ranger baseball game, appearing on Harry Connick Jr. She's performed at Carnegie Hall. In fact, you know, if she's gracious, which I know she is, we'll have her share a song that means something very dear to her heart in this program. When we come back, you'll hear more from her. Nicole's life has also been portrayed in a theatrical movie about her family's life. And really, this story, she mentioned her story about her dad, Pastor Don Piper, Pastor Don and Eva Piper, the two people that have influenced her most in her life. The movie 90 Minutes in Heaven, starring Hayden Christensen and Kate Bosworth, tells the story of Nicole as well. She's in there and she'll share heart to heart with us when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliwomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Nicole Piper Flanagan is our guest today. She's an award-winning singer, performed at Carnegie Hall, full scholarship to Louisiana State University. She's an educator, teacher. She is facing stage 4 cancer. But the Lord has sustained her. It's been a journey of agony, really. And yet through that, and here's the power of Nicole's story. Through the agony, through the uncertainty, through the changes requiring incredible amounts of flexibility, she sees the grace of God. Nicole Piper Flanagan, thanks for joining us today. You can find out more. Maybe you're tuning in right now, caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And this is one you must share it. share it with a family member or friend. Nicole, how did God meet your need the night you told your dad your pain was a 10?
Yes, I remember that night very vividly, and it's especially important to know that Dad was there because, like I said, with his accident, he's the reason that I had never used the number 10 when they ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your pain level? Because since he'd been run over by an 18-wheeler, I didn't feel like I could ever use the number 10. And so when they would ask me, I would always say 8 or 7 if it was really bad pain, because I always thought surely my pain could be worse. Well, this was after those complications I mentioned, and I was in so much pain, and I was laying there, and I really felt like I was going to die, and the doctors were very perplexed as to what to do. And I remember looking over at him sitting in the chair, and I really couldn't talk very well, but I just softly whispered the word 10. And, of course, he got up immediately and went and got the nurse, and they began to do what they could do to try to make me more comfortable, but I just began to pray. I don't think I've ever prayed so hard in my entire life. And I was praying for the pain to go away, but I was also thanking God because I knew if I did die that night in that hospital, I knew where I was going. I knew that heaven was a real place. I knew that I was saved at the age of 7 years old. And I knew that if I were to die, that I was going to go to heaven. But I also knew that if God had a purpose, if there was a reason for me to still be here and he had work for me to still do, that he was going to help me, that his grace was sufficient to meet my needs, that I knew his power could be made perfect in my weaknesses. And so I just continued to pray and trust. And I had this incredible peace amidst the pain that he was with me. And I felt his presence so close to me. And I would, you know, drift on and off to sleep. And I remember waking the next morning and the light was shining in. And I could feel that the pain was beginning to subside. And I, as the day went on, my strength began to get better. And eventually I was able to get out of the hospital and continue on. But I'll never forget that night and facing death and knowing that I had the hope of heaven.
When you face a moment like that, Nicole, deep down inside, how would you relay to someone who is facing their own mortality, someone facing their own financial collapse, their own relational abandonment, their own pain, facing that the way you have, and seeing how God has ministered to you, what would you relay to someone in a dire situation?
Sure. You know, I think that one of the things that I've carried through this entire process is that I have truly come to know that with Christ, I am never alone. Even in the darkest times when I have felt completely lonely and hopeless because in terms of how, you know, my cancer, that there's not really any hope, there's not a cure, I know that I'm not alone, that he is with me, that he loves me, that he wants to help me through this. He's our healer. He's our comforter. He sustains us, and that we can talk to him about anything. And I think the other thing that I've learned is just to be completely real and open and honest with God about how I'm feeling, because he knows. But he wants us to talk to him about it, to come to him with it, and to really open up how we're feeling. And he wants to help us through that and to comfort us and to heal us, not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally. And so just knowing that you're not alone, because I have a wonderful family. I have friends, but through this cancer, because they don't necessarily completely understand. I have felt many times very lonely. But I always know that he is there and that he is going to get me through.
Nicole, as you share that, you're speaking to someone who's feeling lonely, to someone who's wondering if anyone's there, or more so now, if God is there. Maybe a believer is feeling alone like right now. And maybe even somebody who doesn't know the Lord Jesus in a personal way as Lord and Savior. They know about God, heard about God, and are leaning in, wanting to know more, wanting to experience more. Is there a song that the Lord has placed on your heart and at this season, in this season of your life, that has particularly ministered to you?
Yes, there is a song by Carrie Jobe called "I Am Not Alone," and I've had the opportunity to sing that on several occasions. And it just talks about I'm not alone. You know that God is with me to sustain me, and that no matter what I'm going through, you know, it even says there when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know that He is with you. And another one that my dad actually sang when he came back to life in his car was "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And it talks about all our sins and griefs to bear and that we can carry everything. It's a privilege to carry everything that we're going through to God in prayer. And I honestly, you know, I don't know how we go through this without God, without Jesus as my Savior, because I really feel like at times on my own that I would have given up. I really do, that I would have given up. But knowing that He was there and that He was loving me through it gave me the strength and the courage to keep going.
Nicole, will you sing for us?
I would love to. I would love to. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, and what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer, and oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Nicole, that reaches to our very hearts. A word to someone, just speak directly to a dear friend, a dear brother in Christ, sister in Christ, or friend who's seeking the Lord right now in a moment of pain, in a moment of uncertainty, a word to them.
A dear friend of mine, whose husband had battled cancer for many years, came to me when she found out I was diagnosed with cancer. And she said, "Nicole, this is our family saying, and I want to teach it to you so that it can carry you through. And so I share this with someone who needs to hear it today. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. When you're going through those times, when you're scared, when you're afraid, trust in God, even with just a little bit of faith. Trust in Him. Call upon Him, and He will be there. He promises that He will be there to help you."
There it is. Faith over fear, dear friend. Faith in God over the fears that are before you right now. I think, Nicole, this is a perfect moment for a time of prayer. Would you pray for this dear one who's listening right now?
Heavenly Father, God, we thank You for Your love for us, that You sent Your Son Jesus to die for us so that we might be saved, Father. And God, with that, yes, comes the hope of heaven, but it also comes the promise that You are with us every single day, in every trial, in every struggle, in everything that we face. We are not alone. And God, we just pray. I pray for this one who's going through something, who's fearful, whether it's a job situation or a family situation, whatever it is, Father, You know. You know that need. And God, I just pray that they will have faith to trust in you, that you are there, God. It says you go before us, that we can trust and believe you have gone before us. You see and you love us so much. God, I pray that they will begin to feel your peace and your presence in their life in such a real way. God, thank you for loving us, for all that you give us, your many blessings. In Jesus' most precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nicole Piper Flanagan, ministering to us, ministering to you, reaching out to you in the name of Jesus. And she reaches out in her pain, in her challenge, in her uncertainty. She prays. What courage, what love, what grace from God. The Good Life Radio program here. We'll be back with more Nicole Flanagan. You know, Nicole, she's dedicated her life to communicating through music and education and performance. A lifelong educator, she's taught students the meaning and power of music. We've experienced that in just a few moments ago. She's played Anna in The King and I, Lori in Oklahoma, Hope Harcourt in Anything Goes, and Abigail Adams in 1776. And she's with us today. Nicole Flanagan. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In 2017, Nicole Piper Flanagan was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer and immediately had one of her kidneys removed. She's now in therapy to defeat this disease and has dedicated herself to bringing hope and healing to those who are hurting, and we're the beneficiaries of that. She reminds us, faith over fear. Nicole Flanagan with us today. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, thanks for joining us. Nicole, what lessons is God teaching you in this journey, in this moment?
You know, one of the things that a few months ago, a friend again helped me to realize, you know, cancer takes so much from us in terms of our health or different things. But she said, you know, what if you focused on what cancer has given you, what cancer is teaching you? And so since that time, I really have tried to stop and pause and think about that every so often. You know, one of the things is I have more time with my family. You know, I'm unable to work now, but I'm able to be home with my children more and my husband. And that's a great blessing, more time with my family. It's also given me more time to study the Word and to pray. I now have a prayer journal that I keep for people so that when I tell them, I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray for them. I write it down because I know how much that means to me in my life when so many people are praying for me. And that is also something that I've learned, that prayer is so important, that it is just an awesome thing that we can just openly communicate with God on a regular basis, and how much prayer can make a difference in our lives. And so that's really probably one of the biggest things is my prayer life. And then the other thing that cancer has given me is just a renewed faith that our God is still a God of miracles and a God who cares about every single one of our needs, not just physical needs. He's, you know, caring about my how I'm feeling emotionally and spiritually. And so just a renewed faith in his promises, and that those promises are true.
Nicole Flanagan, her song, a song that has meant so much to her, in addition to what a friend we have in Jesus, is I'm Not Alone. And this past April at First Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas, she sang that song. And we want to play that for you now. Open your heart and let the Holy Spirit minister to you as we listen to Nicole Piper Flanagan sing this song from her heart to yours.
When I'm standing thank you for that beautiful song. Nicole, what would you say at this time in your life, this season, what are you the most passionate about?
For me, it's just hearing the hope of Christ with others in his salvation, but also that he is your sustainer when you're going through a difficult time. I have had so many people pour into me, into my family, to help us through this difficult time. And if I can just share a little bit of that hope with others, I want to do that. There's a song I sing to my kids every night, "You Are My Sunshine." And there's a line in that song that says, "You make me happy when skies are gray." And I've just kind of adopted that as my song, and that hopefully I can share some sunshine. You know, we're told to be the light of the world. And so I want to share sunshine and hope into people's lives, because there's enough darkness in this world. And we should be, as Christians, we should be hope. We should be light into their dark world.
That is so beautiful. Thank you. And now, how did you meet Scott?
Well, I was a student at Louisiana State University, LSU, and he was actually working at a church there as a college minister. And so we met there at LSU, and we were friends, but actually it was several years between when we met and when we actually started dating. It was 10 years later, and then we started dating, and that was in September, and we were engaged in December and married in March. So when
wonderful.
You know it's right, you know it's right.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Nicole, you mentioned how some of the lessons or some of the good things that have happened through your ordeal with cancer, for example, spending time at home, more time in the Word. How has cancer been used by God to impact your relationships with your husband and your children?
It really has been amazing to watch. You know, when I was a child, when I was 11, is when my daddy had his car accident. And so there were many months that he was in the hospital and then in a hospital bed in our home, and he had like over 30 surgeries. And so I remember as a child how that felt and what that was like to go through. And so from the beginning, my husband and I decided to be open with our children, to tell them what was going on as much as we could, and protecting them as parents, but also to be open with them. And so that really has helped us to grow closer. And I've also watched my children grow up so much, and they're so helpful around the house. They've taken on more responsibility because they know that I'm tired and can't do as much. And so, and they just will come now and just sit in my lap, you know, and take that time. And so that's been very special. And my husband is just an incredible man of God. And he is my rock and my strength in so many ways. And so we've just been able to spend more time together. We've purposely taken some trips, just the two of us, to spend time together. And we started praying every night as a family. Mm-hmm. And we really make sure that we do that. And if Scott and I forget, my kids certainly don't let us forget. They make sure that we do that. And that's so precious to us.
Well, a moment like this will certainly cause someone to take a different perspective on life. And so, dear friend, as we share in this time together today, I suppose there may be things that you've thought about saying to a loved one, or maybe thought about doing with a loved one, spending time, or perhaps even reconciling with a family member or a friend. And I just feel, as I listen to Nicole, in the grace that God has given her, we are also being given a gift, the gift of a reminder that today is the day of the gift of life. And maybe even as we go to break, this is the day, dear friend, for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus and not to wait any longer, not to wait till tomorrow or even another hour. This is that moment for you. And perhaps your heart is ready. Sure, maybe there's some question here or there, maybe a little apprehension, but in your heart, you know. When we come back from our break, I'm going to ask Nicole to share what the gospel has meant to her and even lead in a prayer. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Ah, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. You say, Danny, why is it good news? Well, why does it mean so much? Well, we'll ask Nicole what it means to her, what the good news of Jesus Christ means to her. Nicole, what does the gospel mean to you?
It is so important. It's just everything. You know, I was saved when I was 7. And I knew then that I needed a Savior, that I was a sinner, that without Jesus, that I would not go to heaven. He is the way. But I also knew that I needed my Lord to be with me daily in my life. And I knew that at a young age. But as I have gotten older and the life experiences that I've had, I've grown to understand so much more about what it means to have a Savior. You know, through this cancer battle, there have been many times that I knew that I could die. But in those times, there was such peace of knowing that heaven is a real place, and that he's prepared it for us, and that if I were to die here, that I would be there with Jesus. And so that has been a huge part of my life, but also just knowing that Jesus is with me in my heart, and that whatever I'm going through, that he is there, and that I can depend on him. And there have been times that I haven't depended on him like I should, that I've tried to do it my way, but he is always there. He's always there, loving us, wanting us to come back to him, to trust in him, and to believe that he is our Savior and our Lord.
Will you pray? Pray for someone today. Even before our break, I mentioned that, you know, the time is so valuable, and yet time is not guaranteed. And yet today and this moment is a gift from God. Perhaps somebody today, Nicole, is ready more than ever to open their heart to Christ. Would you lead them in a prayer to receive Jesus?
Dear Lord, we just thank you for your love, that you love us just as we are, that we don't have to change. And so, God, I pray, knowing that I'm a sinner and that I need your grace to save me, Lord, I am trusting in you. God, I trust you to save me, to come into my heart, to make me a Christian. Lord, I want to follow you all the days of my life, God. Lord, I believe in Jesus and his death on the cross, and I give my life to you, trusting and following you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nicole, what would you say? What do you think? Even your dad, as Pastor Don Piper would say, to someone today who did open their heart to the Lord, even as you prayed. What's next? What should they do next?
Well, next is, yes, they need to tell someone, to share what has happened in their life. This is the best decision that you will ever make, and so I challenge you to tell someone. If you can find a local church and get involved and get a Bible and begin to study. And prayer is really just talking to God like you just did before. And so just continue to do that, to talk to him, to build that relationship, because that's really what it is a relationship. And he wants a relationship with you. And so find someone to help you to learn how to grow in your relationship with Christ.
Nicole, with all the time, really a lifetime, being in the Word, could you give us a favorite scripture?
Oh, wow. There's so many.
That's what I thought.
I know. Oh, gosh. I usually say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways depend on him. And that's from Proverbs, and it just has become even more important to me. And what has happened over the last year, you just have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your understanding, the understanding of your doctor, the understanding of anybody else. Lean on him.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I received an email from someone that recently that said a prayer and received Christ through this program, Suzanne, and I just think about his name is Mark, and I just think about Nicole and your ministry today, and the way that you've shared your heart, and the way that the Lord has led us, and you know there are people that are listening that God is speaking to them in a very personal way, and the Lord is using you. What a gift you are. So Nicole, this is a bit of a change, but I did lead off with this when we started the show. Star Spangled Banner at the New York Yankee Texas Ranger game. How did that feel?
It was such an incredible honor to be asked to do that, to sing our national anthem. I'm very proud to be an American and to live in this country where we have so many great freedoms, but baseball is especially important to our family. My dad and I used to go to baseball games together, and that was kind of our thing. And we still love baseball, and so to get to do that, and to have my family there, have my dad there, and to get to sing that was awesome. It was awesome. Really, one of my favorite memories of all time.
How about the Harry Connick Jr. show? What do you treasure most about that one?
Yes. Well, I have really admired him and his music and his talents for many, many years. But then to get to meet him in person and to know what a genuine person he is, a great man, a godly man who believes in his faith and his prayer life is very strong. And so that he would give me that opportunity, felt it was important to give me the opportunity, as he has so many others on his show, to share their faith because he believes that that's so important. And he's just hoping to also be that sunshine in this world. And so just to get to share that with him, he's so easy to talk to. It was just a real great honor to meet one of my heroes and to get to visit with him.
Looking ahead, what do you look forward to, Nicole?
I look forward to more time with my family. I treasure it so much more than I did before. I'm sad that it took cancer to help me to realize how blessed I was, how blessed I am. And so I look forward to that. I look forward to hopefully being an encouragement to others. I just really want to do that. I really want to help other people who are going through difficult times, whatever that might be. Because we all face challenges, and everybody's different. But I just want to be there for that person who feels like nobody understands and that no one is there for them.
Well, I'll share this. I've been that person who felt alone and felt like no one understood. And I've been there. And Suzanne, as we listen, as you listen to Nicole, what has touched your heart?
Thanks, Danny. A couple of things. Nicole has really shared the depth of faith, and you know me in acronyms. So I want our listeners to hear this, that faith is full assurance in the heart. And that is exactly what Nicole has given us today, the truth, the reality that we serve a God that we can have faith in. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you mentioned a Mark. I was with a Mark this morning, and I can't wait to share this interview with him. You know, we always encourage our listeners to not only listen, but to share. And he is struggling with a stage 4 prostate cancer. And I know, Nicole, that this interview is going to be not only impactful for him, but also his family, as it will be many, many of our listeners. So this has been a very precious, powerful time. Thank you.
Nicole Piper Flanagan, thank you for your heart, your time, and for sharing with us today.
It was a great honor to be with you. Thank you so much.
Life-changing words from Nicole Piper Flanagan. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And hey, if you haven't done so, as I always say, I think this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Nicole Piper Flanagan. Till next time, my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and Arlen Nagata, our designer. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.